Just keep doing the right thing and the good thing, it'll happen.
The reason people change is because of pain.
My relationship with pain runs deep, and it's complicated. On the one hand, I love pain. I love trying to push the outer edges of the envelope of what the pain experience is in a physical sense. And it's also been my greatest teacher in terms of things that I've accomplished, but also my errant ways as well. Pain is truly the only thing that's ever gotten me to change. So it's been my growth accelerator as well as my reminder of when I've gone astray.
Okay, so there's a difference between pain and suffering. There is a difference between that. We're all suffering. We all have suffering. We all have an emptiness or a dark place or corners inside of our spirit and our mind that are not fulfilled and watered and full. Like we all can relate to that. And when I'm talking about pain, I'm not necessarily talking about suffering, but acknowledging our suffering, being in touch with the pain, that's enough to say, when you're really honest, that's enough to say, I can't do this. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, this is not the person I want to become and be on a regular basis. If that's the case, if that assumption is right, then as a loved one, my job is to help you get real and experience those places as often as you can so that you make the declaration to say, no, that's not okay for me to feel and be this way on a regular basis.
You know, we're so conditioned to avoid pain. Every message that we see, every billboard we see, every advertisement that we're exposed to is telling us that happiness can be purchased through comfort, through luxury, through ease. And that's sort of implicit in that is that that's how we find happiness. And I can tell you that I'm happiest and most alive when I'm butting up against the outer edges of my pain threshold. And I'm not afraid of it. And so when I start to feel that sensation, rather than shirk away from it, I realize that's an opportunity to experience a heightened sense of myself and my environment. To really be in a position where everything else falls away and it's just you and your ability to take one step forward, there's a purity to that that again is another great teacher. And so in terms of techniques, I've just learned through experience that just like David Goggins says, when the signals that you're receiving are telling you to stop, that you don't necessarily have to pay attention to that, that you are capable of so much more if you can develop the acuity, the presence of mind, and the wherewithal to then take that next step. And when you're on the other side of it, to realize you're still okay and you can take another step. And a whole your horizon extends and you realize that there's a whole world of potential and possibility available to you that you weren't previously aware of.
Never should never exist in your world. If you want to improve, if you can see yourself being better, never should even be in the picture. You have the power to do anything possible, the power to transform into somebody capable of anything you can imagine. This is the power you deserve. Let your success, let your mindset be the beginning. The journey doesn't end here. This journey doesn't end when the sun goes up, when the sun goes down. It doesn't end when you close your eyes, doesn't end for 1 second because hard work waits for nobody. Let yourself be heard. Let your power speak for itself. Let your beginning be the potential to take you further and further along your path to success. You are the only inspiration you need. You are the only force it takes to be someone more, to have so much more. Remember your worth as a person. Remember the possibilities of your power, the fruitful future that lingers over your shoulders. This is where you never say never. Never say never to any possibility, to any opportunity, to any mistakes, to any fear. You say yes. This is the only way to grow.
I think that most people set the wrong goals for themselves, and it's because they're disconnected from who they are. They are living someone else's life, or they're living a life that's so disconnected from who they are, it becomes very difficult to set the right goal. So I think in order to reconcile that, you have to look inward. You know, and that can be different for everybody. That can mean a consistent meditation practice. That can mean therapy. That can mean, starting to do yoga. It can mean many, many things. But I think there's no end run around the very difficult, long process of really trying to be honest with yourself about who you are, what's important to you, what you care about, and then beginning to breathe life into those things, as frivolous as they may seem, to bring expression to the things that you do care about, that get you excited in the morning. And that doesn't mean you quit your job tomorrow, but the more you can foster something that has personal importance to you, I think that's the first step in trying to move past whatever it is that's holding you back, whether it's professionally or personally, to being a more integrated, authentic version of yourself.
Let this be the moment you remember. Show yourself as the rocket in your own life. This is the journey you're on. You control the progress you make. You strengthen the path that transforms you into the person you've been waiting to become, the person that allows you to become someone new. You have the skills to be more, the strength to grow faster, the power to be stronger. The journey you've waited for is here for you to be something better. This is the opportunity in front of you. This is your future staring at you, face to face, waiting for the power to be granted to you. Your power is welcome. Welcome by your progress that guides you towards your future. Be someone you can take pride in. Become someone you know that you can become. This is the journey you have, the journey you're on. Take the first step towards success. Take the first leap of faith into the risks of your life. Push past the limits. Move toward a future you can imagine, a future you've designed. This is your power.
Self-reliance is everything. Don't expect anybody to do anything for you. I'm the only one who can get it done. And if you just buckle down and go the extra mile, you will solve the problem and you will make your way in the world. You know, we all have a unique song. And I think most people, to echo the words of Henry David Thoreau, are leading lives of quiet desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. And I find that tragic. And so if there's anything that my work is about, it's about helping people become cognizant of that and to take action so that they don't become that person leading a life of quiet desperation, which I think I wouldn't want to say most people, but a lot of people are. And I find that heartbreaking. You know, what's your major malfunction right now? What's the thing that keeps you up at night? Who do you resent the most? What are you afraid of? What do you want to achieve? What do you think is in your way? You know, I think just by asking people questions and then holding a vision for that better life for them, to say, I believe in you. I'm not here to tell you what to do or how to live your life, but I believe in your greatest expression, and I'm going to hold space for you. To give people permission to be honest, to be vulnerable. We're so afraid of being vulnerable. We're terrified of being honest. We're so used to being judged and being held to a standard that society sets for us, that we don't give ourselves permission to even ask these questions, let alone answer them.
What have you done today to be different? What have you done to step outside the conventions that you set for yourself? The conventions and the rules set by your past? Today, you have the power to move on. Today, you have the power to move away from your past and move towards a successful future. This is your decision, your call to make in your future. This is how your life can gain its own direction. And this is where your life can be so much more, so much better. You can make it better. You have always had the potential to take one more step, the potential to take the risks others are too scared to take, because you are more and you are stronger and you have the determination and the courage to be so much more.